Can you tell me your full name?
My name is Al-Hammadi Abdul Rakib.
Thank you. And Abdul, can you tell me about coffee?
Yes.
When you were growing up and yes. As an adult?
Yes, this is, we call it the national drink in Yemen. Many years ago, they are implanting this tree. It is so friendly tree, and we can make it in many different occasion and different way for preparation. So the normal, as you see here, coffee in the shop, and this is roasted coffee, and they make it some people with milk and so on. But in our country, we don't use milk with coffee at all. Only coffee plain, as it is roasted, or if it is green coffee. Okay, the green coffee, usually we mix with a little ginger and a little cardamom. This make it a nice smell, and it's very helpful if you have sore throat, or you have high cholesterol, for example. So it is very healthy, and if you have a lot of gases in the stomach, so it is very helpful. But it is the problem, you cannot drink a lot of it, only a small cup. Usually there is special cup for this coffee procedure.
Do you have sugar with it?
Some people, they prefer sugar, but we don't use sugar at all. Only plain coffee.
Is it strong?
It is strong. It is strong. It makes some tachycardia for those people. Or if you have hypertension, it is also dangerous. But if you use it wisely, it is very helpful. And the caffeine, which is popular as stimulants and kind of good mood make for people, so they can talk a lot or something like that.
And Abdul, tell us about when you were little and playing on coffee trees.
Yes.
And beans.
We are collecting these coffee beans or seeds, the fruit, when it is still green. We put it in the sun till it become dry. Then after that, we collect it in one room or some container, big container. And we use it as we were children, as a play with it. So we jump on it and make a very nice sensation in the food. So as a children, you know, we use this way. Kind of playing.
Amazing.
But it is available, you know, in the environment, you know. It's available, this.
Thank you, Abdul.